Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, October 14th. And the news this morning, overnight ebot prices for December corn down 3.25 cents at 694.5. December wheat down a dime at 882.5. And November beans up 2 cents at 1397.75. Export sales this morning were terrible on the wheat and corn. Wheat came in at 211. Corn came in at 200 plus 61 for next year. The beans were lighter than expected. They were looking for 1 million metric tons. They got 724. But we did have new sales here this morning. 392 beans to China, 198 beans to unknown, 230 meal to the Philippines. So if the unknown sales have been China, we've sold roughly 1.5 million metric tons just this week since the Chinese have returned from holidays. The outside markets today are a little bit mixed. The dollar is up 25 ticks. Crude oil is down $1.79 a barrel. The Dow Jones is up 260. Bonds are up a full point. The metals are all lower. So it's a little bit mixed out here. The problems with the market, continue to be a lack of demand, with the exception of the bean market. So, if the market's corn and wheat do break, I think it'll drag the beans down somewhat. But I think there are going to be plenty of buyers on breaks in the beans until we know that we've got a legitimate Brazilian crop out there. Now, right now it looks like they're going to have a big crop, but obviously that could change in any given day or week out here. I would expect some pre-hedging on the close out here, particularly in the corn and the beans. The weather around the country looks pretty good. Harvest weather should be, cracking along. We should be well over 50% of beans here by Monday, and corn should stay ahead of the averages, in my opinion. So overall, is a weak corn and bean market, is a weak corn and wheat market going to drag the beans down, or are the beans going to be able to support everything out here? We'll just have to wait and see. We really do need to see a pickup in demand on wheat and corn. These numbers are just staggeringly low, but with the dollar up at 112.50, you just can't expect that you're going to see a whole lot of export business out here. Certainly the wheat can rally on any given moment, depending on what Putin says out here, but for all intents and purposes, wheat's a little bit tighter than we expect, but we just don't have any real demand for export markets out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.